holding Yimei Svira, and during Yimei Svira is a time of Avelus. Like we know, depends on what your minig is, but Akoponim, everybody has an Avelus during Yimei Svira of not listening to music, no haircuts, no chasanas, all the shaving and everything. A lot of Hilchos Avelus that apply during Yimei Svira. And the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, reveals to us, why is it a time of Avelus? Says the Gemara, Shneim Osar Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoylol Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 peers of Talmidim in his yeshiva. Megivat Ad Antifris. Vikulon Mesu Perek Echad. And they all died in one period of time. Because they didn't have respect for each other, so they were all wiped away. And mamash, the world, it was such a shake-up, it became desolate. 24,000 Talmidim to lose. And the Gemara says over the Etana, Kulam Mesu bePesach v'Atzeres. All 24,000 were nifter during the period of time of Pesach to Shavuos. And Amr Rab Chama, Kulam Mesu Misara. They all died a terrible death. Mayhi Amr Rab Nachman Askara. Type of choking. Rachman Litzlan, Klal Yisrael had a tremendous loss. Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, you can imagine how great each individual was. And 24,000 Talmidim were lost in such a short period of time. If you make a calculation, it was about 727 Talmidim dying each day. Rachman Litzlan. You really can't imagine the magnitude of such a tragedy. And that's the Avelus that we have today during Yimei Svira. And there's not too much time left. We counted 40 last night. So we're really running out of time. If Chazal instituted, it's a time for Avelus, that means Chazal wants something from every one of us. Chazal are demanding something from each individual. And that's why they placed us in Avelus. There's not too many days left for us to figure out, what does Chazal want from me? So the Gemara is revealing, they were wiped away, 24,000, but they shloi nagu kavoid zelozeh. The Gemara doesn't say, and let's not make a mistake, the Gemara does not say they were mean to each other. They were beating each other up. All those nasty things that people could do to each other, that's not what the Gemara says. Rather, the Gemara says they didn't have the proper respect for each other. But you can imagine our level of respect, they for sure did. It's the proper respect on their madrega that they should have been giving to each other. That level of respect, Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, was missing. So this is a tremendous loss. And not giving the proper respect, and 24,000 Talmidim get killed out? Poshe Pshat, the understanding is, because Chazal tell us, Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. If there's no Derech Eretz, there's no basic Midas, Beit Adam HaChaveroi, there's no Torah. Which means, no matter how much Torah they were makabel for Rabbi Kiva, that wasn't real Torah HaKadosha, if they're missing the Derech Eretz. And in Mela, for the Messiah of Torah, Rabbi Kiva needed to pass on the link in the Messiah from generation to generation. He had to lose all his Talmidim and start over, because the chain was broken with such Talmidim. And that's why they were wiped away. Chazal that put us in a matzav avelus to feel the loss that happened then, Chazal are trying to give us a message that we too need to work on our kavod zeh lozeh. Chazal want us to step up our madrega of how we treat each other. You know, we find a prerequisite for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah was the idea of Achdus. In the Psukim in Parshas Yisroi, there's a Moira Dikadiyuk. The Pasuk says, Vayisu Mirifidim, they traveled from Rifidim. Vayavoyu, and they came Midbar Sinai to Midbar Sinai. Vayachanu, and they camped by Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisroel Negerahar. And all of a sudden it writes, in a singular form, Vayichan Sham Yisroel Negerahar. As if one person camped by the mountain, by Har Sinai. So Chazal were bothered. Everything was plural. You have Gantz Klal Yisroel, that was Vayisu, Vayavoyu, Vayachnu. All of a sudden, Vayichan, Aloshin Yochid, says Chazal, and Rashi brings it down. Vayichan Shom Yisroel, Ki'ish Echod B'lei V'Echod. It was as if one individual was camping at Har Sinai. Although it was Gantz Klal Yisroel, but was Ish Echod, Lev Echod, literally an Achdus of oneness that it's being expressed as one in the Torah. So we see a prerequisite for Klal Yisrael to have Matan Torah was to have this oneness, to have Ayichan Shom Yisrael feeling the Achdus. But I have a more ridiculous question I want to share with you. That Rashi that I just quoted didn't end after Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Rashi continues and says something else. And I don't know why Rashi adds this in. What Rashi says is, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. They were there as one. Avol Shar Kol HaChaniyos. All the other campings were B'Tarumos U'V'Machloikos. They always had tainus. They always had their machlokes and fights. This was Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Why is Rashi adding in this Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael? Why is that important? What does Rashi want us to know? Why are we putting down Klal Yisrael? By the way, the rest of the 40 years, every travel and camping was with tainus and fights. That's important for us to know. What does Rashi want? Seems to be Lashon Hara. I think the explanation is Chazal are revealing to us the secret. How do you reach a level of Achdus to become Ish Echod B'Lev Echod? Rashi's trying to teach us the secret. Rashi wants you to understand that naturally everybody has their own individuality and it's very difficult for everybody to become one. Ish Echod B'Lev Echod? Chazal tell us, K'shem she'ein partzufeyim doimais, kach ein deiseim doimais. The same way no one's face looks alike, everybody looks different, so too, the way you think and act is different. No one is like you. And if everybody looks differently and therefore thinks differently and acts differently, we naturally can never become one. My opinion won't be your opinion. What you like to do won't be what I like to do. And everybody has their quirks, if you want to call it. Everybody's a little different. So how in the world should everybody become one? And that's why Rashi tells you, you should know in truth, Shar Kol HaChaniyos, all other travels, and campings with betarumos and machlekes. There was always complaints and fights. Because naturally, that's what's going to happen. Rashi's trying to teach us the secret how Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega of having achdus, having oneness. How they do it? Says Rashi, the answer is because they came to Matan Torah, they came to Har Sinai, and they realized to receive the Torah, we must become one. That motivation and realization that there's a necessity to become one is how they overcame their natural sense and they actually went above and beyond their comfort zone to become one. We think, well, he's not my type and he's different and it's not my kav, as they say, and all the other terminology used. And in Mela, I'm entitled not to be one because everybody's so different. And in truth, Chazal are telling us you're making a mistake. Because Chazal are telling us, I have news for you. Everyone is different. That's the definition of life. Every individual doesn't look alike, and they're going to not think alike, and they're not going to act alike. Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. The only way you'll naturally become one is with a motivation and a reasoning and a drive to make oneness. To create achdus. You know, I once heard from Yehuda Jacobs, Zatzal, the old mashkiach here in Lakewood, nifter over a handful of years ago. I was dealing with him and handling something with him. He was a great Talmud Chacham and Pikeach. People used to consider him the level of Pikchus. He was literally a genius. And he understood people to such deep levels. So I was handling something with him. And he tells me, you know, there's a saying, necessity is the mother of invention. This is what he told me. Necessity is the mother of invention. And he was trying to explain to me that if the person that we were talking about trying to help, if he doesn't feel a need, he'll never invent a way to get help. Necessity is the mother of invention. That's the yesoid we're seeing here too. Rashi is revealing to us. Naturally, Klal Yisrael cannot get together in achdus. Everything is betarumos and machloikas. But because Klal Yisrael felt the necessity, the need, they wanted to have Kabbalah Satorah, and they understood the prerequisite is to get achdus, that helped them invent and reach the goal that they taka bekeim ki ish echot b'leiv echot. Klal Yisrael, at that time, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we're an avelus for them because they will loinogu kovod zeh lazeh. What it means is this concept. They didn't go and put in that extra effort to create and invent ways to become one. On their madrega, on their level, obviously. But to go out of your comfort zone and to work on showing respect to your chaver, to create that oneness, to go out of your way to make it become one, because naturally it's not one. That's what we're in Avelus for today. You know, I noticed a diak this morning in davening. In the tefillah of Ava Rabba, we were begging the Rabbeinu Shalom for Hatzlocha in Torah. Came to Chaneinu, Slamdeinu, Avinu Ava Rachamon, Rachim Aleinu, same Billy Bain, Abidullah Abidullah Haskil, all these Lashonos of begging for success in our Torah, Harinenu B'Torah Secha, it should bring us to levels of Avon, Yirah Shemecha. we throw in something so strange. V'havienu l'shaloi mi'abakamfei sa'aretz, and bring us to peace from all four corners of the world. Let us have shalom. We the shalom come into the tefillah of Torah. But I think the yisoid is mamash what we're speaking about. This is the answer. The prerequisite to be zoicha to Torah, we understand that when we're davening to Hashem, give me success, give me hatzlocha in Torah, it comes along with being zeichet to have achtos and shalom, ki yeshecha b'leiv echad. That's a prerequisite. And a neila, we throw that into this tefillah, that you should bring us and have shalom. You know, the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim tells us, b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha, favorably, you should judge your friend. Rashi says, Pasha Pshat, have you done as chavercha l'kaf schus? Judge your friend favorably. You see something going on by him, instead of being critical, judge him favorably. The Mefarshim ask, the Kli Yoker and others, b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha, your friend you should judge favorably? How about someone who's not your friend? How about him? Do you judge him favorably? Why is the Torah telling me your friend you judge favorably? Doesn't it say Avidonas kol adam l'kafschus? Every human being? So what does it mean, b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha? So I heard a Moira take a pshat, that a new way to read the pasuk. It's based on what Rabbeinu Bechaya says over here on the pasuk. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings from the Medrash, Imhu shoifet b'tzedek shechina imoy. If you judge someone favorably, the Shechina's with you. You go out of your comfort zone and don't be so critical, but you see a positive light to judge your friend favorably, you're bringing the Shechina to you. As I zok the Medrash Chazal, so the pshat I heard in reading this pasuk is that the pasuk's saying, "Bitzedek tishboit, kama." Bitzedek tishboit means with righteousness favorably judge. Means everybody, you should be judging favorably. And Hashem is telling you, if you judge everybody favorably, Ami secho, I will be your friend. Your friend is me. I'll be there for you. We all want the Rabbeinu Shlomo in our lives. We realize he's the Makar of all bracha. We need Bayri Yoylom. And here the Pasuk is revealing to us, you want Hashem in your life. This is the key. If you see the positive side to your chaver, you stop being so critical, you stop being so negative, you stop finding the wrong, you stop finding the fault, but you put a positive twist on everything you're seeing in his actions, that brings Hashem to you. The Shechina's with you. Hashem comes amisecha, your friend. It's a pella if you think about it, how we judge people by their actions. What they do is how we judge them. We don't try to understand the intentions, a deeper understanding of what's going on, but we take the dry act of what we see and we judge them. However, if we get hurt by somebody, and the guy tells you, well, I didn't mean to hurt you. You tell him, I don't care what you meant. I don't care about your intentions. You hurt me. And all you care about is actions. So somehow when we're judging them, we look at the actions and we don't give them the benefit of intentions. But when your friend tries to apologize, then you tell him intentions don't count and all you want is a dry action. V'yahavta l'reyacha kameicha, to love your friend like yourself means the same way you deal with yourself. V'yahavta l'reyacha, love your friend similarly. The same way you want when people go ahead and something happens to you. People have tainas on what you did. You want them to accept, that wasn't my intention, I didn't mean it, forgive me. Maybe by him too, don't just judge his actions. Look at his deeper intentions of what he really meant to do and deeper what it might have been done. Not just a dry action and be critical and find fault. The Gemara in Tainus brings a story on Chafei Amid Beis. In the times of Rabbi Eliezer, there was terrible droughts that were going on. The Gemara brings down multiple stories. One of the times the Gemara says the drought was so bad, Rabbi Eliezer told them, "Amar lahem, tekamtem kvorim la'atzlechem." He told Klal Yisrael, "Everybody start digging your graves. If we were not seeing Hatzlacha and Bracha, and we're not stopping the drought with everything we're trying, everybody should just dig their graves." That's how bad things were. Hakapanim, there's another story there in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down, which is Negeya Us. Maisa Rabbi Yezer. There was a drought. Sheyor Lufnei Atev. Rabbi Yezer went down to Davin for the Amud. V'omar Esrim Barbo Brachas. And he said 24 Brachas. A lengthier davening than usual. V'loy Nene. And he wasn't answered in his tefillah, and the drought continued. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Achra, Rabbi Akiva went down afterwards. Va'omar, and he went to the Amud and said, "Avinu Malkeinu ein lanu melech ala ata. We only have you as a king. Avinu Malkeinu lemancha rachim aleinu. For your sake, have mercy on us." The Yardu Gesham, and all of a sudden it started to pour rain and the drought ended. So says the Gemara, have a Miranli Rabbanon. All the Rabbanon started talking about Rabbi Eliezer that his Madrega is obviously not so great. Rabbi Kiva went up and everything changed. And everybody started talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Yotzaso Baskol Va'omra, all of a sudden a voice came down from Shemayim and said, Loi Mipnei Shezeh Godol Mizeh. Don't talk and speak the way you're speaking and think that he's greater than Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why things changed and he brought down rain and the drought ended. Elo shezeh maver al midoiso v'zeh eina maver al midoiso. Rather, it's not the madrega mitzaratzmoy of Rabbi Akiva being greater than Rabbi Eliezer, but rather Rabbi Akiva had a special hanhaga. That he was able to be Mavir al Midoisov, not to go measure for measure. He could overlook things. And Rabbi Kiva had that Midah of being Mavir al Midoisov. And that's the power of why when he went down to Dava for the Amud, the drought ended and it rained. We see from here Moiridik. Rabbi Akiva. We understand. Rabbi Akiva was a person, Rachmana Litzlan, that lost 24,000 Talmidim. And he understood very well. Why did he lose his Talmidim? They didn't have respect for each other. They didn't have sensitivity for each other. They didn't have enough feelings to care about each other. Rabbi Akiva, specifically, was someone that excelled in this midah, says the Gemara in Tainus, that he was Mavir al Midoisav. He was able to look past exacting judgment in everybody's dealings. He was able to look away and forgive and move on. He understood how bad it could turn out, how tragic it could be if I lose the oneness with my chaverim, if I lose the oneness with others. And that allowed him and motivated him to always be ma'avir al midoysof. There was a Moritika story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. In April 1979, a tragic story happened here in Lakewood. Rav Meir Kotler, a young man, Rav Schneier's son, was nifter. He was sick with a machla, and Rachmana Litzlan, his life ended very young, and it was very short. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was called up to join the Levaya here in BMG and come and give a hesped. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came down, and when he got up to the podium to be masped this Shrek Lecha tragedy that was going on, he was so broken, he started crying with bitterness, and he wasn't able to get out any words. And finally he coughed up a few words and he said, I never would have believed, of course he said in Yiddish, but this is what he said, translation, I never would have believed that I'm going to need to be masped a third generation, Rav Aaron, and this is Rav Schneier, and now it's his son, Rav Meir. And he was so broken, third generation, and he just couldn't go further. And he was crying and he just walked off the podium. And that was the end of his hesped. After the Levaya, and they walked the mace, he got back into his car, his gabbai, started driving him back to New York. And you can imagine the intensity in the ear and the thickness of the gabbai feeling the Shiva's tremendous pain. After a while, the trip, the gabbai got his guts together because he had to ask him a question. He said, Reshiva Rav Yaakov, you know, I got a phone call today. There was a Talmud and he told him his name, that the Reshiva was very much mechazik. He called that he's getting married tonight and it would mean a lot to him if the Reshiva came to his chasana. Is the Reshiva holding by going to this chasana? So Rav Yaakov said, if it's going to give him chizik, let's go. Sure enough, the gabbai drove him to the chasana. They come to the chasana, and Rav Yaakov gets into there, the music starts, and he's mamish dancing without any compromise, mamish emesa simcha chasam v'kala, he gave it all he got. Mamish agroisa simcha. He gets back into the car after the chasana, and the gabbai couldn't hold himself back but to ask the Reshiva. He said, I don't understand. A moment ago, the Reshiva was so broken, his pain was so unbearable, he couldn't be masped properly, Rav Meir Zatzal. And now, the Reshiva gave it all he got and he's dancing by chasana as if it's mamish, the Yom of Purim. I don't understand, mamish like a dual identity, jumping one to the next. Could the Reshiva explain to me? Rabbi Yaakov answered him, a Yid has to be a soldier. A soldier does whatever the general asks. When Hashem says, I go to a Levaya and cry, I go to a Levaya and cry. When my general says, you go to the chasana and dance and be besimcha, I go and be besimcha. Of course it's hard, but I do what my general says. This is where Rabbi Yaakov responded. He wasn't saying it's easy. But it's hard, but I'm ready to listen to my general. I'm ready to do things that are uncomfortable out of my comfort zone to do what's right. And that's the message that we're learning here today. Of Lo Nagu Kavoy Zelozeh. Is it always easy to get give respect to people? Is it always easy to have sensitivity? No one's saying it's easy. But to find the inner strength to do what's right, because that's what the general's asking for, that's the motivation to go ahead and create oneness and to be misakin during this time of Avelos, the terrible chet of Loinogu Kavod Zeh LaZeh, that Klal Yisrael suffered such a loss of 24,000 Talmidim. You know, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Yud Zayin Amin Aleph brings down a tremendous promise. If we acquire this Hanhaga, what the gifts that it gives, the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Kol Hamavir Al Midoisav. If you're able to look past going measure to measure with people, and you're able to go ahead and let it pass, and be meichel and move on. Don't hold on to insult. Don't hold on to hurt. But I want to keep the oneness and the achdus. Kol amavri al midoisav mavir loy al kol pshav. Hashem looks away from all your averus. Shenema noisei ovoin va'oiver al pesha. Limi noisei ovoin limi sha'oiver al pesha. If you're able to have that at Hoga, of being over al pesha, the Rabbeinu Shalom reciprocates. And then the Gemara goes further and brings down a tremendous, incredible story. Rav Huna brayder Rav Yeshua Chalash. Rav Huna was sick. Oh, Rav Papa Lashulebe. Rav Papa came to him, Lakachayla. Rav Huna's sick. Chazye de Chalash Le'alma. Rav Papa noticed that he's literally on his deathbed, he's dying. Omar Luhu, he told the people, that Tzivisu Le'zavdasa. Prepare his tachrichim. In those days, it wasn't a chevra kadisha that you just call him up and takes care of the mess. It was somebody you had to prepare. So Rav Papa had foresight and he saw Rav Huna, it's all over. He's dying. He's going to be nifter. So he told him to prepare the tachrichim. L'soif, at the end, is patach. Is pach. At the end, he ended up getting healed. Nisrape, Rashi says. He ended up healing and having a forced labor and surviving. So what happened was, have a mixif Rav Papa l'mechzei. Rav Papa was so embarrassed to ever bump into Rav Huna on the street. Because Rav Huna heard him say, it's all over and get the tachrichim. And now he's walking around in the street. Omar lei my chazisa. Omar ein hachi hava. Rav Huna went ahead and told Rav Papa that you should know itaka was so. You didn't make a mistake. It was like that. Itaka was already in the other world. I was kamat totally gone and nifter and the other world. But I'll tell you what I saw, what happened. Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Hoyov loimukim b'milei, because I, Rav Huna, don't hold on to my words. I don't exact with people. Like Tekum Bade, we shouldn't be exacting with him. And in Mela, they let me come back to life. Because I'm Mavra Midaisav, they were Mavir Moyal Kol Peshav, and I came back to life. This Mida that we're trying to acquire brings down unlimited, infinite bracha. It makes the Rebbeinu Shem look away from all tainas that are against you. Any chatom and averus. It's a moiridika madrega to work on because the brachas are infinite. Sometimes, when we're working on this area, we have to practice just closing our mouth and not saying anything. It's a hard thing to close our mouth. Sometimes, naturally, we just have to say something and get the last word. But we don't realize, many times, the secret to keeping the shalom and the achdus and the oneness, just close your mouth and don't open it. Like a soldier listens to your general and just close it. Is a mayri dikadiyuk to this concept in this week's parasha, in parashas Bamidbar, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk says, V'nosi l'vnei God, the Nosi of Bnei God was Eliyosov ben Ru'uel. Rabbeinu B'chaya speaks out, Eliyosov ben Ru'uel? If you look at the beginning of the parasha, in Perek Aleph, when we talk about the Nesiim over there, in the counting of Bnei Yisrael, over there we say Eliyosov ben Deuel. So I don't understand. Why over here you're telling him it's Eliyosov ben Reuel? Is it Reuel or Deuel? So the Chidah explains that in truth, his name originally was Deuel. Agvaldika Madrega. Du'ukel, he knew Hashem, that was his madrega. In this part over here, in Perek Beis, his madrega grew and he became Ru'u'el, which means a friend of Hashem. His madrega grew, what happened? Says the Chidah. Over here in Perek Beis is where we're appointing the different groups of the Degolim. There was four Degolim. Each degel had three shvatim in it. So when they were appointed the golem, this god, which the Nasi of Bnei God is Eliyosov ben Reuel, what happened was, he didn't get his own degel. He was part, degel, machne, Reuven, included Reuven, Shimon, and God. He was part of someone else. When he saw that Dun got his own degel, there's such a thing as degel machne Dun, that Dun had, Dun, Asher, and Naphtali. Dun got his own degel. Now one second, Dun got his own degel. Dun is the Bechor of Bila. I'm also a Bechor of Zilpa. I have the same rights as him. And he should have came with Titus to Moshe Rabbeinu, of what I deserve. And yet what happened? He realized it's not Kedai. He closed his mouth and he just moved on. He was Mavra al Midais, if you want to call it. At that point, he was Zaycha Zabt Chidah, that his name instead became Eliyosov ben Reuel, which means a lashon of a friend of Hashem, a higher level. And the Chidah brings down, this is why he was Zaycha. Moshe Rabbeinu's Kvura was in his shear of God because of this Madrega. That's why he was Zaycha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eved of Hashem, to be buried by him. We don't realize sometimes just closing your mouth could change your whole madrega. It's not easy, it may be hard, but a person who realizes and is motivated for the madrega that he wants of having oneness, a person could find the inner strength just to close his mouth and zipper it, and it brings such bracha. I want to tell you a story that didn't happen too many years ago. When I heard this story, I was literally blown away. A bocher came to Philadelphia Yeshiva. He was coming out of 9th grade, going into 10th grade, and he wanted to take a feher to join the Philadelphia Yeshiva. He came from a Hasidic Yeshiva, and Hasidic Yeshivas have a different seder of what they learn. He was learning chulin. That's what he was learning. So he came in to get feher for El Yisvei Zatzal, and he walked in with his father to be feherd on Maseches Chulin. Now, in Maseches Chulin, the first two prakim have a very similar name. The first parak is HaKol Sheichtim, And the second parak is Hashaychet. Very similar. So his father, Eliyahu Svei, said, what's the Bachel learning? So his father said, he's learning Hashaychet, which is the second parak. He made a mistake. It was really the first parak. And the Eliyahu said, okay, I'm going to give him a Feher. And the father understood he's supposed to walk out. He walked out. And Rav Eliezer starts faharing the Bachar. And the Bachar Mamish doesn't know anything. He never learned it. How should he know it? And he's going Mamish question after question. Mamish turning him upside down. Mamish doesn't know anything. He finishes the Fahar. And the father comes in. The Bachar goes out. And the Shiva tells the father, Evis Gornished. Mamish, he knows nothing. And the father can't believe it. How could he doesn't know anything? He's a very smart boy, very capable. He can't understand it. But listen, the Shiva said he knows nothing and he can't take him, so he's not taking him. They get back in the car, they start driving back to New York. And in the car ride, finally the father gets the guts and says to his son, the Shiva told me you didn't know anything. How could it be you don't know anything? Doesn't make any sense. So the kid turns to his father and he says, Tati, I'll tell you why. He tested me on a perek that I never learned. So the father says, what do you mean? So he says, I was learning how to call Shaykhtim. You told him I'm learning how Shaykhit. So the father says to his kid, so why didn't you go ahead and correct him and say, this is not what I'm learning? So the kid turns to his father and he says, I'm not going to go correct my father. I'm going to correct my father. So the father gets home, and in those days no cell phones, he couldn't call from the car. He gets home and he calls Rav Eliezer Svei, and he says, you know, I want to explain what happened here. I told the Yeshiva the wrong perek. He was really learning perek Hakol Shoichtim. And I told you Hashoichet. And therefore I want to schedule a new Faher that he should come and get Faher and what he's learning. Rav Eliezer Svei answered, a bachur that's willing to sacrifice his whole future in getting into a yeshiva that he wants for the respect of his father doesn't need another faher. He's accepted, he's in. And Itaka was accepted without even getting a faher. Rav Eliezer Svei never knew what the madrega of his bachur was, but it was pasut. If he has that midah of nogu kavod zelazeh, and here it's with his father, his kavod. I'm going to correct my father? That basic kavod, that basic hanhogo midas tavis that this bachur had, Rav Eliezer Svei was certain that he's a bachur that shayach to Torah and he's accepted to the yeshiva. Because it goes together. I see it's very late. Just want to end with one last point. It's important to know that it's not just about what we don't do. The sur meira, the being careful to close our mouth and everything like that. But it's very important to have the asei toiv too. It's a diuk you have in the pasuk. When the pasuk writes in Parshas Bahar, v'chiyomu chachicha umoto yodo imach, you have nebuch a friend that's poor, v'echzakto boy, so you should strengthen him. Pasuk pshat means give him tzedakah financially, give him support. But the mefarshim ask, why did it say the lashon v'echzakto boy, strengthen him? It should have spoken out clearly, give him support, money, monetarily, financially. The mefarshim explain that many times more important than the financial support is the physical support of giving him chizuk, the right word, being mechazikim. We don't realize what one word of chizuk that you give to your friend, how much, how far that can go and how much it can help. You know, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Mir Yeshiva, used to always say, a yid that we knew as Mamash True Avas Yisrael, he used to always say, when I was in the mirror, the Mashkiach used to always tell us, I don't understand how a bacher could walk by another bacher in yeshiva without saying good morning. This is what he used to always say. And this is the v'chzakto boy. There's so many opportunities, many times, that one word of chizuk that you give to your roommate, you give to your friend, you give to your chavrusa, or you give to the person passing you in the hallway. That v'chzakto boy. You don't realize more than the tzedakah and the financial support that someone could give. You could change someone's life by one word of chizuk. And that also is a chelik of nagu kavod zeh lazeh. To learn how to give respect to each other means many times saying the right word. Giving your friend a compliment. It stings, it hurts that you're complimenting him. But that's what you're supposed to do, and that's what creates oneness, and that's what the general asks. That's what Bar Yerushalayim wants from us. The Rebbeinu should bench us all, that we should learn the right sensitivity to each other and bring out these levels of achdus. And with that, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeicha to the real Kabbalah HaTorah, Habo'alinu L'Toyva Be'ezer Hashem on Shavuos.